I'm Kevin Greenwood, the Joan L. Danforth Assistant Curator of Asian Art here at the Allen Memorial Art Museum. The theme of this case is what I'm calling tea taste. When I say tea taste, I'm referring to the aesthetics of the tea ceremony, right? So a kind of a style of art and craftsmanship that was deeply connected to the traditional tea ceremony in Japan. The tea ceremony goes way back in Japanese history. It began originally as a way to drink this exotic beverage that had been brought over from China by Japanese monks who had gone to China to study Buddhism. And they brought back the drinking of kind of a powdered tea. It's a green tea. It's known as matcha tea. And it's kind of like, you could say it's kind of like tea espresso. It's this very concentrated, a very bitter tea that you prepare by putting the powder into a tea bowl and then pouring in hot water and mixing it up with a bamboo whisk. And then you drink it. The drinking of tea became this very ceremonial, almost ritualized kind of practice. Initially, people wanted to drink tea partially as an opportunity to show off their expensive antiques to other members of the elite, right? Their Chinese antiques that were, you know, shipped over from China. But as time went on, in the 1500s, a man named Sen no Rikyu had a big influence on changing the cultural significance of the tea ceremony. He changed it from this very spectacular, ostentatious display of fancy, you know, antiques and wealth to the exact opposite. He tried to make the tea ceremony very rustic, very simple, using these rough, sometimes just folk crafts as the tea bowls and as the various accoutrements of the tea ceremony. The rustic aesthetic of the tea ceremony, there's a lot of ways of talking about it, but it's most typically described using the Japanese terms wabi and sabi, and they're usually put together as wabi-sabi, which is fun to say. Wabi-sabi is basically a combination of wabi, which is austere simplicity. It has a sense of kind of a loneliness, kind of a very minimalist kind of aesthetic, combined with sabi, which means a love for things that are old and weathered and used and have a kind of a history to them, that also brings up a sense of impermanence, the idea that everything is affected by time, nothing is permanent. And this is a very important concept in all of traditional Japanese aesthetics that you could arguably say came out of Buddhism.